It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
A fan of Travis Scott's replied to Travis's 100K Twitter giveaway on Tuesday, where fans were encouraged to tweet their Cash App tag with lyrics from Astroworld for a chance to get money. And this fan was pleading his case by saying the money would really help his mom's funeral cost, which is really sad. Well, minutes later, Travis sent him $800 with a personal message saying he hopes it helps. That is so nice. Heather Locklear is climbing the walls in rehab and is bombarding her boyfriend with emotional phone calls. The Melrose Place actress has been staying in a residential rehab facility in California for the last month following her arrest on June 24th. Sources say she's going crazy, calling her boyfriend several times a day, screaming at him. I didn't know that wasn't normal.
Yeah, that's not... I feel bad for her. That's not good.
I'm just joking. But the sources add that her behavior is so unhealthy and nothing at all has changed. If you're a fan of this show on E!, it's been canceled. So sorry. The Royals has been canceled after 4 seasons. The one-hour drama series starring Elizabeth Hurley launched in 2015 as the network's first original scripted series. Joe Jonas had a mini crisis on his birthday Wednesday in NYC as he consoled his fiance Sophie Turner. They were walking around in public in New York, and she was just bawling her eyes out. Come to find out, she just had her period. She tweeted, LOL, thank God I have a loving fiance. Periods are a B. Man, if I could count on one hand how many times the Egyptian and I've had that happen.
I can't believe that you've had one now for 2 years straight. This has been a lot.
Britney Spears has been ordered to pay her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, $110,000 in their ongoing child support battle. $100,000 will go towards his legal costs and fees, with the other $10,000 given to Benchmark Resolution Group. In March, Kevin requested an increase in the $20,000 he gets each month. Aretha Franklin fought cancer for years, but she didn't suffer in her final moments. Her nephew said she fought a good fight. She went home in peace. The Queen of Soul died surrounded by family and friends in her Detroit home yesterday just before 10 a.m. She was 76. Her family confirmed her death as pancreatic cancer as the cause of it. Aretha Franklin's family is planning a public funeral to be held at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit. The location was chosen to accommodate the thousands expected to show up. Aretha was also a frequent visitor. The viewing will be an open casket, and there will be lots of singing. As of now, no dates have been set. Here's a clip of an interview Oprah did of Aretha.
When did you know you had it?
I think around 10 or 11.
We think that it's a gift from God. I don't know how else you describe that. Do you think that too?
I would say that, yes. Yeah. You have singers that are trained, and then you have natural singers, people that, in my opinion, were just born to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I was one of those people. Hopefully. Please.
Celebrities are reacting to the death of Aretha Franklin. President Donald Trump spoke about her legacy during his cabinet meeting yesterday when he expressed his condolences to her family and talked about how terrific she was.
I want to begin today by expressing my condolences to the family of a person I knew well. She worked for me on numerous occasions. She was terrific. Aretha Franklin, on her passing, she's brought joy to millions of lives, and her extraordinary legacy will thrive and inspire many generations to come. She was given a great gift from God, her voice, and she used it well. People loved Aretha. She's a special woman, so I just want to pass on my warmest best wishes and sympathies to her family.
Ariana Grande did an awesome tribute to her by singing You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman on Jimmy Fallon last night.
Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. You're the key to
Aretha Franklin is topping the charts on iTunes. She is the number one song, Respect, and top album, 30 Greatest Hits. She also has 3 more tracks in the top 10 right now. Liam Payne announced his debut album has been scrapped, and instead he's going to be releasing an EP of music that would have been on his album. So, kind of bad news and good news if you are a Directioner fan or just a Liam Payne fan. And it's rumored that Rihanna is shooting a movie with Donald Glover. The two were photographed together while working on a project in Cuba. The movie they are believed to be working on is called Guava Island. You know what that reminds me of?
Guacamole?
No. Did you watch the show Gullah Gullah Island when you were little?
I've heard of that. What is that?
It's, it was just like this African-American family that I think lived on an island. It was on Nick Jr. I barely remember it, but I used to watch it when I was little. What I do remember is there was this frog on there named Binya Binya Pollywog.
Did everything have a repeat in it? Like, I'm Joey Joe.
Yeah, listen, so he had this voice, and Binya Binya would always go, Binya Binya. That's exactly what he sounded like. Does anyone remember that show? Tweet us, at Joe and Alex Show.
That is a ripoff of Pika Pika.
It's Binya Binya Pollywog. That's what he would say. Anyway, that reminded me of that. But no other details about that movie are known at this time. But Black Panther's Letitia Wright is expected to join the cast. That is the garbage.
Thank you, Alex.